Comedian and writer Maurice Gohan isn't the only person who found the scales tipping against her following the long days and nights of lockdown. Nor is she the only one who's sorry not sorry about it. Now she's planning to do not do something about it.
Learning to love yourself, like learning to love your body, is like that whole journey that I feel like every person, but more specifically women, have to go through. So I feel like doing this is a good way to kind of break through and kind of seal the last chapter of the learning to love and just loving.
During lockdown, I did ab exercises every single day. I tried intermittent fasting, where I only ate between the hours of 12 and 8. I took long walks almost every single day. I drank grapefruit juice mixed with apple cider vinegar because I read some blog that it was good for you. I still gained weight. Post-lockdown, I'm still gaining it. I live inside a perpetual circle of gaining and losing weight. My friends used to call me Oprah because I'm always yo-yoing, up and down on the scale. And I wish I didn't care about it. It's so superficial. I pretend I don't care. It's too cliched. I'll say things like, how I look doesn't define me. What I think is more important. But if I got 3 wishes from a genie, one would be to have a flat stomach. And I feel ashamed of that. It's not very feminist of me. The other two would be world peace and an end to hunger, just so we're clear. I am a good person, just a terribly insecure good person. I know why I gain weight too. I love to eat. I look through cookery books like men do porn. Ah, a breast of chicken and sticky sauce. Ah, yes, please. I spend hours planning recipes every week. I visit the grocery shop every day. I love cooking. I really love eating. Nothing makes me happier than going to bed on an uncomfortably full stomach. It makes me feel like a Roman king. I am able to logically acknowledge how much joy food brings me, but I still want a flat stomach. I buy dresses a size too small. I'll grow into it, I tell myself, eating my cheese board at 11 p.m. Tomorrow, it's all changing tomorrow. I'm not alone in this elusive quest for skinny. My best friend Fiona has had one goal for the entire time I've known her, which is to get under 10 stone. She was at 10 stone 1 pound for 3 weeks and contemplated cutting off her hair just to get to that elusive scale number. We're all stuck in this trap. When I was a kid, the beauty standard was stick thin. Kate Moss, heroin chic. How unrealistic to want women to look like little kids. I remember being 9 years old and looking in the mirror thinking, oh great, I look like the women in the magazines. I'm golden. I had the ideal woman's body in the 90s when I was 9 years old. But in the past 20 years, that has changed. We're no longer expected to be stick-thin creatures. What a relief. Now we just have to have tiny waists and a big bum. Oh, much more realistic. We're Irish. We're not programmed for that. We're a country of long backs. So the beauty standards have switched, but they're still as unattainable as they've always been. I'm starting to think beauty standards are designed to make us feel inadequate. They're designed to make us always feel less than. There has been one time that I've had a flat stomach since I was 9 years old. I posted a photo on Instagram in a bikini, got 60 likes. A week later, I was committed in a psych ward. Everyone kept complimenting how good I looked. Whatever you're doing, it's working. Keep doing it. And I was like, gee, thanks. I haven't eaten a vegetable in 2 weeks and I'm completely miserable and void of feeling. When I'm at my most depressed, I'm also at my skinniest. As soon as I feel myself getting happier, I'm like, oh great, time to buy a bigger size of jeans. Happiness is 100% worth having to loosen your belt buckle, but there are times I question it. So how do I combat it? How do I make myself not want to be thin? I know logically what I think and how I act is so much more important. I know my worth is determined by the type of person I am, not my dress size. I know being skinny doesn't make you happy. But all that knowing doesn't seem to matter. I really think the only way I'm going to be happy with my fat little belly is if we, as a society, start treating bellies like we do boobs. The bigger the better. Lust after them. Censor them. Put them in bras.
Marie Scohan there. Don't forget, if you haven't heard it yet, the latest Culture File debate featuring Alex Ross, Zalia Sava, Gregory Cole and Christopher Riopel is on the long history of cultural cancellations, and it's now available to listen to in all the usual places, from the Lyric site all the way to Spotify, where you can find it by just searching for Culture File.